It's always good to get the win. We didn't defend like we wanted to. Maybe not playing, you know, for 7 or 8 days. I don't know. I just know we got to get better defensively, not taking anything away from Corpus Christi. But I thought when we weren't making shots, we didn't play with a sense of urgency on the defensive end. But I know we'll get better at it. We've been pretty good defensively, but I didn't think tonight we were really good defensively.
Wilson said that Tyler put young guys can learn from the way he plays the game. That's quite a compliment to Tyler, isn't it?
Yeah, Tyler and I, he plays the same way every day, you know. He plays with a lot of energy. I almost worry about him because he plays to exhaustion, you know, even in practice and shoot around. I mean, I have to get him to slow down a little bit. He played at a high level, and I thought Chris Collins played at a high level. And Tavario, when he came in, you know, and those other guys did some good things, but I think we can play better. I know we can play with a better sense of urgency on defense and rebounding. And we scored 86 points. I mean, in the second half, we did a good job of getting the ball inside, and DJ made some nice passes, and Admon did a good job of getting the ball inside.
Tyler almost said it's home, and like he's supposed to do that, even though it was a career high. Does that also speak to the way he approaches the game?
He works, you know. He works at as high a level as anybody I've ever coached on his free throws, and just, you know, if everybody shot as many free throws as he shot every day, we would definitely improve in that area too. But no, we played big lineup for the first time, substantial minutes. You know, I think you saw DJ at the two some. Tony did a really good job playing the three. And so, you know, we're a work in progress and still figuring our team out and have some youthful moments.
The rebounding numbers a concern, especially
since playing? Yeah, considering we played we're so much bigger. You know, we've been pretty good on the glass, but to give up 19 offensive rebounds, that's what I thought, you know. We got beat off the dribble, and we rotated, and then we didn't rebound. That's my biggest concern. We took care of the ball. We had 21 assists. But just guarding the dribble, whether it was zone and then getting a big rebound, was something that we lacked. Because against Virginia Tech, I think we had three guys had a triple-double. You know, not a triple-double, but a double-double. 10-plus rebounds, and DJ had a bunch of rebounds, but he had no offensive rebounds 2 games in a row now, you know, and he's too good a rebounder not to get more offensive rebounds.
You concerned yet about DJ being in a little bit shooting slump the last couple of days?
No, I'm concerned that he didn't get any offensive rebounds the last 2 games more, because he'll make shots.
We've
been playing it, but we got beat off the dribble, you know, and we were out of position. It's something I got to go back and see how they got so many offensive rebounds. But maybe, you know, some long, they shot 23s. Maybe it was long rebounds. I've got to go ahead and look.
You talked about Chris. You feel like you're going to need that?
Chris is solid. You know, he just does what he's supposed to do. He gets in the gap. He'll make a tough play. He's one of our best post feeders of getting the ball inside. He just hadn't played, you know. But he's a kid that works, and he epitomizes 12th man, just works and does the right things. And, you know, he's going to get minutes, you know, because – that's going to get him on the floor. We need more of that. We need more grit and guys making tough plays from our perimeter guys.
Tyler,
expect from Denver on a short turnaround?
You know, similar to this team that we just played, a lot of ball screens. New coach, really good coach, Coach Billups. They'll be tough. It's a next-level league, maybe, than the Southland Conference. So we're going to have to play well.
Coach, they asked Robert, or they asked Tyler about Robert and how he was able to bring some energy off the bench. Is that something that you sense, too, with the kind of plays that he's able to make above the rim?
Yeah, but he needs to do some other things. He can dunk. I mean, he's one of the best guys throwing up. All you got to do is throw it up there. He can dunk, but he could have blocked more shots. He could have got more rebounds, and he could have played with more energy. And he has, you know. You'll see him. He can be better than what he was today.
Thanks,
just
hard for some guys to get rid of.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we told them, you know, before. Really great teams and good teams are good every day. It doesn't matter if you're playing UCLA, you're in Anaheim, or you're playing at home and it's raining outside and we don't have a packed house. Or we've got to develop habits where we're going hard every day in the areas that we lack today. And that's part of being a young team and guys trying to establish some leadership and our guys within our team getting them going, you know. And all that's being you have to learn that, you know, and somebody has to step up. We watched Alex Caruso do it the last 2 years, and so I didn't see him out there today. So, yeah.